Well, today's a wonderful day. Just a wonderful day. Another great day to be alive in the Marine Corps. Yeah, so it's the first podcast of many. You know, I'm just testing it out, seeing how things go and everything to see if it actually works. Been very interested in the whole podcast system and how you can be able to put your thoughts out there and just speak and just wonder about things or challenge things in life or even speak to other people who have done research or have had experience taking those risks or taking those leaps in life. So what's today's topic going to be about? How about caring? Yeah, caring's a very good topic to start with. Because there's different levels of caring. There's the forced caring when you're feeling like you're being forced to care about someone, which in turn ends up becoming like a burden on that person. Because now that person is taking personal time or time that they allocated to do something else in order to help you out, in order to make sure that you're okay. And then, but just to stay on that topic, caring, I feel, should be willing. You should be willing to want to do something, because once you're being forced to do it, you no longer have interest in it. You no longer really care about the meaning of it. You really don't care about actually putting forth effort into making it work, if that sort of makes sense. So a lot of people have asked me, oh, why do you care so much? Or why are you so personal? Why do you dedicate so much time, or you put so much emphasis or feeling into something? It's because I actually care. And I feel like if you actually care about someone, or you actually care about something, it becomes almost a part of you, a part of your life. However, pause for that. It should not become a burden to you to the point where you're sacrificing your own self feelings, your own believing, just to make someone else happy, just to make someone else comfortable. And I know personally, I've struggled with that, having a positive mindset or helping others. I've decided, like, am I helping them at the moment, or is it just, or am I actually helping them for the long run? And I feel that that's a prime example of how things can be easily manipulated or easily, abused almost, or it can be mistreated. Like if you're talking with someone and you're helping them always throughout something, they're going to be relying upon that. And in the moment that you're not available, they get mad or they may treat you differently. And it's not that you can't help them. It's just at this particular moment, or maybe at this time, or maybe at that moment in your life, you're like, helping you is not beneficial to myself. And you may feel like, okay, what am I actually gaining from helping this person? And then you may even feel, which I felt before, is when you're all of a sudden being mistreated, and you're being not really labeled, but you're getting backlash because you're not that person who's there, always there to help them out. But then you turn around, and when you need help, when you need someone to be there for you, and you're not requiring a lot out of them, you're just asking them to be there at that particular moment or to be available whenever you need them, it becomes a burden upon them. They're like, oh man, I gotta help you out, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, oh man, why didn't you come to me sooner? And it's like, if the roles were reversed and you needed help or you wanted me, why is it that I have to drop everything, Craig's in trouble, come quick, day, Friday, where I have to drop everything, come and help you out. However, when I ask for those similar attributes, those similar traits in return, it becomes a burden. Let that marinate in your brain real quick. That when you ask for help, it becomes a burden. However, when you help others and it's a consistent basis and you show that you do not want to do it anymore, or you cut it off, or you show interest, or you express your feelings like, I'm not comfortable with this anymore, it becomes a problem. And that's been on my mind, like, the older I get. I'm only 29 years old, but it's slowly coming intuition throughout my life, like, am I actually helping these people, or are they just using me for the moment so that way they can get a financial gain, or they can get a gain in life on that day? And I feel like if you're a person who thinks about things constantly, or challenges things, or wonders about things, you should ask those questions. And not just to yourself, not just to your close friends, but to other people. And get their opinions. Like, hey, if you're going through a similar situation, or you've always helped someone, or you've always been there for that person, and the moment that you need help, should they feel the same way that you feel? Like it's a burden or a problem? Or should they even have that feeling towards that whole situation? Or is it a case-by-case basis in which you feel that those things can be handled at different ways?